Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Monday afternoon. And on the line today is Bengals standout defensive tackle DJ Reader. So, DJ, I really appreciate you taking the time to join the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me, man. You know, just back in Cincy. Camp start up tomorrow, so getting excited.
That's right, training camps in the air from around the NFL. Many teams already practicing. Bengals about to report, so I bet you you're fired up and again, excited to have you on the show to chat some football. But DJ, first things first, let's talk about your journey to the NFL, fifth round pick out of Clemson, a player that not many had on their radar. Did that add any extra motivation for you as you started your pro career?
You know, it's crazy. It's like, especially in college, I never thought about playing pro ball. So it didn't even, you know, I was just happy to get drafted. But then, you know, you get on there and you start reading so much about people denying you and what they say about you and things like that. And then that kind of chip on your shoulder starts to build. So I think it was just a little more fuel to my fire. I started to get, when I got to the pros, I understood the game a lot more than I did in college. And just, I think that really helped me excel. So, you know, having those doubters, working hard. And then I was blessed to be in a room with a bunch of great guys, greats like JJ, Vince Wilfer, Zay Van Clowney, those guys, they all pushed me to really, really get better. And it just helped me. It helped me so much. So it was a crazy journey, something I never thought it would get to this point.
Now, going back to the basics, DJ, I find this question fascinating because there's all kinds of different answers. But who inspired you to play the game of football?
I didn't have just one person I looked at that I wanted to play the game of football. It was one of those things, everybody in the neighborhood was playing. My mom and dad took me out there and, you know, just kind of took off from there. I never really had I had favorite players, but they didn't play the same position I played. Yeah. I was a big Ben guy growing up, you know, just watching him be, you know, everybody wants to play quarterback. He was the biggest one, watching him spray the ball around. So, you know, it was crazy when I got to the league and got to play against him. That was really, really a lot of the ball that I watched. And then, you know, Warren Sapp, I was a big Warren Sapp fan. Just how live he was, how much fun he had with the game. You know, the D-tackle position wasn't as flashy to me until I really, really started watching Sapp and going back and watching guys like John Randall and those guys. You know, it really, really appealed to me.
Yeah, and I know you just mentioned Vince Wilfork as being one of those veteran players that you were able to be around in Houston. So what kind of impact did he have on your career?
Oh, so much, man. Just teaching me the game, you know, just helping me understand what it was to me be a pro. Really position that nose guard position, I couldn't have anybody better to teach me how to play that position specifically. You know, it's one of those positions that's selfless, but it's hard work. It's not just sitting there eating double teams. It's learning how to position your body certain ways. It's things like that. And, you know, Vince knew all that to a T, being able to read blocks, understanding what was coming. He did a great job of just helping me with the ins and outs of the game, especially at that position specifically.
Well, after compiling 6.5 sacks, 16 tackles for loss in 4 seasons with the Texans, you signed with the Bengals in 2020. So, DJ, what led you to Cincinnati?
My heart, really. You know, me and my family had talked about it, and, you know, we took a chance. We knew they were going to draft Joe Burrow, so that's where we're at. You know, free agency came around. They called me. They believed in me. I knew Joe was coming, and, you know, I had seen the other pieces that we had on our team here. So I was just all in on it. You know, I was going to go and take the best opportunity to take advantage of it, and I think it's worked out for the best, you know.
Yeah, and I find that interesting, DJ, because you just mentioned that you knew Cincy was after Joe Burrow, and you talk about it across the league. Players will always say, like, yeah, man, of course making decisions based on who the quarterback is, and Joe Burrow coming out of LSU, winning the national championship. How has that progressed when you initially said, hey, Joe Burrow's coming to Cincy, I want to be there, and now you see what you were able to accomplish in just 1 year? How has that been going for you?
It's been going well. He's a leader. You know, he's a locker room guy. He speaks to everybody in the locker room, but he gets his work done. He's very detailed about what he gets done. And, you know, you want that out of your quarterback position. He's a quarterback position. He's a guy who comes in, he's going to go in, and he's going to get his work done. He's going to do everything he needs to do. And, us as players, really appreciative of it. The guys, we feed off that energy, the energy he gives us. Everything he does a great job. So, it means a lot. You see people who come in and don't take the advantage of that kind of opportunity. And he knew what he had. He knew who he was as a person. I think he had his own personal goals of wanting to be great, and he wants to take us along with it.
Well, 2021 served you well, DJ. 43 tackles, 22 solo, 3 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. So I have to ask you, how instrumental has your DC, Lou Anarumo, I think I'm saying that right, how has he been important to your success?
He's been really, really important, man. You know, he believes in me. Not only me, he believes in all the guys. But, when you have somebody who believes in you, changes things from week to week, he knows you can get it done. And not only does he know you're going to get it done, he's got all the coaches on board with them figuring out how we all can get it done as one. You know, it means a lot. Everybody in our building has been on one accord. Nobody's pushing their own agenda. And that's really important.
The Bengals enter the 2021 campaign. Of course, not many media heads predicted a deep playoff run, but y'all proved everyone wrong, man. You went to the Super Bowl, first franchise appearance in 1989. What made last year's team so special, and how do you plan to build off that success?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We knew what we had going into camp last year, and I think everybody just fed off that. It's a competitive locker room, but also like the least non-toxic locker room I've ever been in. So it's amazing, and their competition is at a high level. Everybody knows who they are as a player, and everybody's trying to improve on that specifically, like who they are to help the team win. So I think that's really what it was. And then we knew nobody cared about us winning, so it wasn't like it was, everybody's going to doubt us anyway, so we might as well believe in each other, and that's what we did.
Yeah, well, it was really exciting to watch you all play every single week last season, especially as you all got to the playoffs, and then your head coach, Zach Taylor, got a whole lot more attention and got that contract extension. So Taylor has really been there from the start of this revolution in Cincy. What are your thoughts on him?
Oh, he's amazing, man. He's an amazing coach. Definitely a great player's coach. Demands respect, but also lets us work really hard and get things done while also having fun. We can go to him and talk to him about anything. Nobody feels nervous around Zach. It's a blessing to have him as our coach and how detailed and how much he cares about the game.
People around the NFL know that Houday Nation is pretty pretty fired up, and so they give you that home field advantage at Paul Brown Stadium. And so when you're there, DJ, on a Sunday or a Monday night, whenever you're playing at home in front of your fans, what type of vibes do you get?
Oh, man, the fans are great. They turn us up. They're always we started winning for them. They did their job. They came out there. They showed up. They make it an intimidating place to come play. From whether it's warm to when it's cold out there, they're still there. They're loyal to us. That means the world to us, after – everyone knows playoff games, coming home, seeing them, having them give us that energy throughout the playoffs. It was a real blessing. It's a blessing to be in a city like this who cares about sports the way they do.
That Cincy defense is locked and loaded again this year. You have Sam Hubbard. You got Trey Hendrickson. You got Cheeto, Woozier, you got Von Bell. I mean, what are your expectations for the defense this season?
I think the guys are going to go out there and do their thing. You know, I think we're competitive. We feel ourselves. We, you know, we know we got to go out there and earn it every week. And we luckily we got a lot of hardworking guys in our, especially on our unit. And that's the thing. You know, we're going to go out there. We're going to work hard. Nobody's predicated off last year's success. But we all believe in each other, and we all hold each other to a high standard. So we know the standard's not going to change. Guys are going to come in. You know, today we didn't have to report till tomorrow. Today we went in there, and, you know, there's guys in there still getting lifts in who had just gotten in town yesterday, and they just want to go in and get something done. They're all ready to play football. So I think that accountability is there. We got a lot of people who are self-accountable. So it should be a really, really good year again from the defense.
DJ, I got to ask you, man. What are your thoughts on the new white alternate helmets, man?
Oh, those are fire. Those are crazy, right? Like, they're crazy. It's a dope flavor. It's good to have that alternate, that helmet, get some things for people to be excited about. So I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to wear it.
Those are going to look nice, DJ.
And yeah, then, those look fire. Those are nice.
Yeah, so what, solid. What do you think? What kind of uniform combo do you want to see with those white helmets?
I think the all white one you gotta have, right?
Yeah.
Had the albino tiger look, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have the all white Jones. And I don't know. I wonder how it would look with that orange.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do the double orange with the orange, black and white. I don't know how you mix it, but I think it's a little bit of, it's some options you got with it. I think you got a lot of options with it. I think the orange with the white pants and the white helmet, maybe, you know. So we'll see.
Well, I would say that you're going to go on Madden and look at the uniforms.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
you know, I'm definitely – I'm going to go on there and flip it around a little bit, see what's going on.
Yeah, man. I know your relationship with Madden is a little bit rocky, man, based on, you know, some choice words. They didn't, in fact, give you your high enough rating, which I believe, you know, they undersold you a little bit, DJ. 84, I mean, I think that's blasphemy, bro.
That's what I'm saying, man. They keep playing with my top, and I don't get it what I got to do to these people. And then the strength things really killed me. I knew they was going to BS me on my rating, but when I was outside the top 10 in strength, I was like, come on, bro. Like, come, what are we doing here? Like, what's going on? Like, I sit here, take double teams every play. Like, what more do you want from me? But, like, whatever. I ain't even tripping on it no more. You know, I just got to go out there, and I don't even care if they move my ratings up no more. I don't got no support for Madden. They just, you know, as long as they keep cutting the check, we'll be all right.
Yeah, DJ, you're just like, man, you know what? Y'all do what you got to do, but I'm going
to
show you.
Yeah, they can rate me wherever they want to. I'll go in there and change it anyway. I ain't even tripping on them no more.
All right. Now, lastly, DJ, before we close out this interview, what is your message to Houdet Nation, as you all begin preparations for a new season? Expectations now all of a sudden are way higher, coming off a Super Bowl appearance, as you can imagine. So there's a lot of excitement. There's buzz there. What is your message?
Oh, man, we just can't wait to see you, you know, in week one in Paul Brown. We're excited. We're going to go out there. We're going to get it done for you. We're going to run this thing back. That's our plan, you know, to go out there. And every year the goal is to win a championship. So we're excited to go out there. Had an opportunity again, and we're going to make y'all proud.
Well, there you have it. It's DJ Reader with a message to Bengals fans as we get ready for the 2022 season. Well, DJ, again, man, I appreciate your time. You're reporting tomorrow for training camp. The ball gets rolling again. Everybody listening to the podcast, y'all need to take note of DJ Reader this season. Don't just look at all the guys that get the glossy stats. This guy does it in the trenches, and he's a big factor for that Bengals defense.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate you having me and taking time out to chat with me today, man. Thank you.
All right, bro. Same to you. Blessings and take care.
All right, brother. See you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.